Welcome to A Safe Place for Thoughts and Feelings with Maggie and Erin. Just kidding. It's still because...
Things change drastically.
It's still because you can't read all the time.
And how?
It is a safe place for thoughts and feelings, provided you agree with myself and or Erin.
But mostly Maggie.
But mostly me, because I control the record button.
Yeah, it's a lot of power and responsibility you have.
Like Spider-Man. Much like Spider-Man. One of the many similarities there, I've always said. That we both have a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's the first comparison.
That's the premise, right? It's like a geeky kid in high school with like a podcast, and everybody's like, oh, why do you call yourself Spider-Man?
Yeah, that's kind of how, like, you're in high school and geeky, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, why do you call yourself Maggie?
Yeah, which is not my real name. I call myself that because I was bitten by a radioactive Maggie, and I now have all the powers of one. So, it's...
happens to a lot of people.
And it is a lot of responsibility. And you don't even want to know. I do more things before lunch than you do all week, you know?
Me personally?
You personally. Radioactive Maggies can do more things before lunch than you personally.
That's pretty rude.
But that's their only power, is you're just slightly better than a friend.
Nice.
Yeah, it's my cross to bear, you know, but I think I wear it well. So, but we have a lot to talk about, a lot going on in the world, a lot of business to cover. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. I got my bottle of Land Shark here, so I'm ready to go. I got some rice cooking on the stove, so this had better be done by the time my rice is ready because, you know, for obvious reasons. So today we're going to talk about the phone hacking scandal in the UK, which stands for United Kingdom, right?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. I was going to propose that we call it the facking scandal, because I just think it's faster.
The facking, like P-H-A-C-K-I-N-G?
Yeah, and it also sounds like, you know, something Rupert Murdoch would cough up.
Just in the course of his day-to-day life, yeah. Kind of like today, I was talking to a friend of the podcast, Caitlin, and I told her today that I live the glamour style, and by which I mean I live a glamorous lifestyle.
Nice.
Yeah, and she's like, so it's kind of like if you combined Glamour magazine with Style magazine. And I was like, yeah, basically, because I feel like my life is a fusion of those two magazines.
That's what I assumed you meant when you said that.
Mm-hmm. Glamour Style. So that's my other name, other than Maggie, which is not my real name.
Yeah, just so we're clearer on that point.
Maggie is the name of the radioactive person who bit me.
Why would they do that? Like, is it just the radioactivity that causes them to be irate?
I guess if you piss them off, I don't know. You know, it was very dark. I wasn't really sure what was going on.
I don't think we should delve too deeply.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up that painful memory. So anyway, the phone hacking scandal in the UK. I watched some of it while waiting at the DMV. I saw them interviewing Rebecca Brooks. I liked her. I thought she just seemed nice as pie. I loved her crazy curly hair. I kind of was rooting for her. I don't know.
Really?
Well, I don't really know a lot about the case.
Yeah.
This is like how I watched the Roger Clemens congressional hearing about the steroid use in baseball and was just like, oh, he seems nice. Why is everybody giving him a hard time about steroid use? And everybody was like, really, Maggie? Really? He was on a lot of drugs. And it's like, see, I didn't. It's like how I used to say Daryl Strawberry was my favorite Yankees player. I just didn't know. I just was like, Strawberry, that seems nice.
Well, to be honest, I mean, the two issues are pretty much on par with one another in, you know, depth and controversy and
yeah.
scariness. So I can see how you would be somewhat, you know.
As an ill-informed member of the public, I just go with whoever seems nicest.
Well, I'm surprised you think she seems nice, I guess, would be why I reacted the way I did. Because it's not like, I mean, I've read a few articles. I'm not, like, the expert on this situation, but she definitely seemed like a crazy person with something to hide.
Hmm.
Like,
is it the
maybe
hair?
All her secrets are under that hair of hers, but I just don't trust her.
Like in Mean Girls, like her hair contains all the secrets.
It's true. Mean Girls is right about a lot of things, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they hacked into a lot of phones. It was wrong. I personally have never done it, due in large part to the fact that I have no idea how. I never know how anybody hacks into anything. Is it easy?
Well, they were describing how in the past, I mean, this is old school, but in the past, apparently, News of the World would just stand outside Buckingham Palace with, like, a sort of transistor radio that somehow picked up phone lines.
And
they would just be sitting there listening.
Which is like something a crazy person does, by the way.
Because none of this stuff is crazy.
Like if it was like, oh, where's Maggie? Oh, she's standing outside Buckingham Palace with her transistor radio again, waiting for the signals.
Waiting to hear the news.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably on some kind of list right now anyway, because this has morphed into a kind of a Kate Middleton hate cast. I'm probably on some kind of royal watch list somewhere, and just like, watch her. She's on the list. Yeah.
Check it twice.
Well, and I have been known to approach Buckingham Palace in a robot costume, so you know, a transistor radio doesn't really seem that far-fetched to me.
Yeah, there could have been a transistor radio in there, so. Yeah.
And nobody stopped me. This is a true story, by the way. I was approaching Buckingham Palace in a robot costume at night with another guy, but who was also dressed as a robot. And no one stopped us. Like, there was a gate wide open, and so we kind of started walking briskly, and then it sort of turned into a trot, and then we're just, like, full-on running just to see how far we could go. And the only thing that kept us from actually getting inside the gates of Buckingham Palace was we stopped ourselves. And, like,
you were honorable.
And then they, like, closed the gate on us, and I was like, really? Like, were you just waiting to see where this went? Like, weird. Robot costumes, let's see where this goes.
Probably. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I mean, I'm a wild card. You know, I've been bitten by a radioactive person. They don't know me.
Well, they didn't know that. They probably just thought you were a lovable robot, so.
I give that impression. That's my other superpower.
Being able to seem like a robot.
A lovable robot.
Yes.
Yeah, so phone hacking. Anyway, it wasn't just Buckingham Palace, though. I mean, it was, like, everybody in the country, it sounds like.
Well, and it was a murdered girl's voicemail account that they deleted messages from, which then skewed, you know, people, like, her parents, who were thinking, you know, she's checking her messages, she must be fine.
Yeah, yeah. And
so, it's pretty shady.
Yeah, and so, what is your opinion? And I know you're not the subject matter expert here, but you are the one-eyed man in the Valley of the Blind here. So what is your opinion here? Like, Rupert Murdoch's all like, oh, I didn't know. You know, I'm just so rich and so powerful. I just don't know what's going on. Do you buy that?
Yeah. I mean, only in the sense that...
He's old.
He's senile. Someone probably told him at some point, and he was like, that's nice, Sonny, and then moved on.
And then his wife punched them to the ground.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think someone like him is that intimately involved. What I do think is interesting is that Rebecca Brooks says, oh, well, I didn't know either, but, I mean... How do you not know? You run the News of the World, or she ran it when it was still up. And there are several people, several accounts of this happening throughout years, there have been settlements with, like, Sienna Miller. It's just one of those things where, like, people kind of didn't care when it was Sienna Miller and Hugh Grant, and then all of a sudden they discovered it was a normal person, and the murder case on this person could have possibly been skewed, that suddenly everyone cares, it becomes an issue. I mean, Gordon Brown and other officials were at Rebecca Brooks' wedding.
Yeah.
I don't think this person is like, oh, la-di-da, I don't know. Okay. You know, I think she knows.
Well, I've drawn up a chart here, and nobody can see it because this is a podcast, but in my chart, I have the people I care whose phones got hacked into, and the people I don't care, and then what my reaction would have been if I'd been following this story the whole time. Hugh Grant, I care that somebody hacked into his mail because Hugh Grant, doesn't he have enough problems, trying to turn his life around, God bless, you know? Sienna Miller, does anybody even really remember Sienna Miller? Is she one of those people who's like a bigger deal in the UK and she just never really caught on here? Is she like a Robbie Williams kind of figure?
I don't even think it's that. Like, I honestly don't even know what she did to be famous aside from, like,
dating Jude Law. Yeah. I don't really care what's in her voicemail. Like, she's one of those people you could put out her voicemail and I'd be like, oh, okay, so that's what Sienna Miller's doing. I don't... And that's probably why it didn't catch on sooner. If they'd hacked into Robbie Williams' voicemail, then I'd be livid. I would be launching campaigns. I'd be standing outside Westminster with my transistor radio and a little picket sign. The transistor radio, just because I have that on me all the time. It's not even on. So that would be what I would, that's how I would feel based on this chart, which consists solely of Hugh Grant and Sienna Miller. And then I just penciled in Robbie Williams with like an angry face.
Can I add something to that list?
Yes.
Mick Jones.
Oh my God, they didn't, did they?
I don't think they did. I mean, they probably, maybe they did. I don't know, but nobody's been talking about it.
My poor sweet boy.
I just wonder if Star knows what's going on.
Oh, Star would get all Wendy Murdoch on him and just, you know, pie to the face. That's a best case scenario.
Yeah, they better watch out.
That's if she's not, you know, biting your kneecaps.
God, she is radioactive.
You know, yeah, much like the radioactive person who bit me and gave me all my power. You don't want that. So, oh my God. Mick Jones, if you don't know, was lead guitar for The Clash and a close friend of the podcast, as is his sister, Star Jones, lately of The View. Yeah, that would be very upsetting. And I would venture to say that he probably, while he's not, you know, an A-list celebrity, is kind of a bigger deal, probably enjoys a wider or at least more avid following than, say, Sienna Miller.
Oh, for sure.
And we just lost Sienna Miller, by the way. She's like, I'm never downloading this podcast again.
Damn it, we gotta stop doing that.
I know. Her and Kate Middleton are both like, well, I started out really liking this podcast, and now I just don't know.
I don't see why Kate Middleton ever listened, because we just started out with the hate for
that
her.
Was like our first one, I think. Well, you know, maybe she just was like Googling her name. And of course, ours would be like at the top. If she Googled her own name, that would be what came up. She's like, oh, a podcast about my wedding. Let's give this a listen. And then we were like speculating that she was a DARPA robot creation. And she was like, I don't like that they've discovered all my secrets. Who's hacking my phone?
Well, it wasn't us.
And I can tell you it was not. We're that smart. We just figured it out for ourselves. But yeah, can we talk about Wendy Murdoch and the pie and how awesome that was?
I suppose.
I don't know anything about this. Just that I saw a little lady deck a guy with a pie. And I was like, I like it. I want that. I want that to be me.
The little lady?
Yeah, no.
I just want to clarify.
I want to get punched by Wendy Murdoch.
We all got demons. I mean, I don't know.
Speaking of things you that are the first thing that come up when you Google a name. If you Google, I want to get punched by Wendy Murdoch, I come up.
It's widely known fact.
It's one of those things, were you looking for... And then there's nothing there. They're like, what else could you be looking for?
It's fairly obvious from the description.
Yeah, that's what you want. And only I'm Googling it.
Well, okay, while you do that, now I'm the one who's less informed. Because I knew he got hit by a pie. I didn't realize who was hitting whom.
He didn't actually get hit by the pie. That's how good she was. That's what made it so impressive. She stopped it before it got to him. She intercepted it, punched the guy, and it didn't hit. I mean, that's how quick she was. These lightning reflexes this woman has. I'm sorry. It's impressive. I don't care who you are.
True that.
I mean,
really selfless.
Yeah, reflexes. Don't knock them. You know, some people don't have them. I do because I was bitten by a radioactive person, but not everyone does. So...
But I mean, so how did this happen?
I guess, you know, they were doing the hearings at Westminster, and, sorry, Hitchens, the dog, felt the need to go outside. And this comedian, quote-unquote, I don't know, that's what they're saying he was, showed up with this pie, and he like, had it in his hand, he was going for Rupert Murdoch. It's all online, it's a video, it's all over in, like, 30 seconds. And Wendy Murdoch is just, like, on it. She stands up, clocks the guy. Pie does not hit Rupert Murdoch. And the whole time, the best thing about it is you could do one of those time-lapse things, and it would be all these people moving around and Rupert Murdoch just sitting there motionless.
Just like, did something happen?
Pie? I want some pie.
Man, I could go for some pie in the face right now.
They giving out pies?
Poor man.
They didn't tell me there'd be pies. Because old people love pie, especially British people. British people are all about pies.
And the closer the proximity to their face, the better, because that means less energy that they have to exert to eat
it. The better to eat it with, yes. So you're learning things all the time about British people, and now we've just lost all our British listeners. It's not just Kay Middleton and Sienna Miller. All the Brits are like, what? Pies? Are you kidding me?
Even Mick?
No, because Mick, you know, he is above nationality. He is a gift to the world, and I think he knows that.
He better.
You know, and as long as we don't lose Captain America, that's all I care about. As long as he's still listening out there somewhere.
I'm sure he is.
Good movie, by the way. I endorse it.
I'll have to see that.
Also because Captain America gives me... I get a cut every time I endorse Captain America, the person. He's like, here, here's $50, thanks.
He just swoops in and drops some change on you.
Drops some money bomb. All over my house. It's, you know, it's works for us. So
you gotta make a living.
I'm getting paid under the table, so it's not like it's, I have to report it to the IRS or anything.
Under the table and over your house.
It blows up under the table, goes through the roof under the table, and then it explodes, and it's just like money everywhere, like Scrooge McDuck, but with a bomb. So, yeah, phone hacking. It happens. Some people love it. Hitchens! Sorry, Hitchens the dog is trying to escape. Phone hacking. Some people love it. Some people hate it. You decide, right?
Actually, yeah. I mean...
Is anybody divided on this? Like, is this a controversy for anyone? Is there anyone pro-phone hacking here?
Well, okay. I'm going to have to explain. So, I think if you're going to stalk someone, and as someone with a stalker, I don't know, I think phone hacking is a nice addition.
Yeah.
Because, well, and let me explain, because I currently have this situation where my stalker does most of his stalking online.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, I get it, we're in Chicago, it's either too hot or too cold, and it's too hard for you to come all the way across town to just leer at me from an open window.
Right.
But still, it's not personable. impossible to be, like, getting passwords and looking through my email or Facebook. Like, at least trying to break into my phone.
Yeah. No, I can see that. So you would say that the stalker contingent is pro-hacking here.
Well, I just hope this is an inspiration to them all, you know?
So you're supportive of your stalker. I mean, you seem at least very understanding of his situation.
Well, I'm just saying, like, okay, sure, maybe having a stalker isn't ideal, but in this day and age, if you're an attractive lady and you get around on, like, the podcasts and the article makings and what have you,
right,
you're going to have a stalker. And, okay, I have a stalker now.
Yeah.
I guess that means I've made it. But, you know,
yeah.
I just wish he would be a little bit more personal, you know?
Yeah.
What's the point of having a stalker if it's not personal?
Yeah, and I mean, I would venture to say that between the articles and the podcasts, and granted, the podcast enjoys a pretty limited, you know, circulation, if you can call it that, I would still venture to say that people would be more interested, our listeners and your article readers, would be more interested in hearing your phone messages than those of, say, Sienna Miller, who, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I thought she was dead or something, you know, like Snake Plissken. I just really, you know, I saw her in one movie ever, I think, and it was so bad. It was that Casanova movie with Heath Ledger.
Wait, did we see, was she in Elfie? Did I see Elfie with you?
Yeah, she was in Elfie. Yeah, and we did see Elfie together, which was
also
not that great. Yeah, and that was like the year of Jude Law, like 2003, 2004. You could not see a movie that didn't have Jude Law in it, as I recall.
Literally, Pride and Prejudice, Elfie.
Was he in Pride and Prejudice? He was not in Pride and Prejudice.
I'm just thinking of movies I've seen in 2004.
You're thinking of Aishwarya Rai. You're always confusing her. Always confusing her for Jude Law, and I don't think it's right.
Sorry, it's just really hard. They're very similar.
Aishwarya Rai, someone whose voicemail I would be interested in hearing more so than Sienna Miller.
Agreed.
Who else would I rather hear? Probably my boss.
I'd like to hear Rebecca Brooks' phone conversation.
Oh my
god. And not just because it would be ironic and
yeah,
a twist of fate.
Yeah.
But because I wonder if she talked about her hair as much as we do.
I also like to think that maybe you get to hear her discussions with Dumbledore as to whether she's going to teach Defense Against the Dark Arts that year at Hogwarts. Like, that's all I could think the whole time she was talking, is I'm like, she looks and talks like a Harry Potter movie person.
Yeah, I can see that.
The hair and the sad eyes, like, just everything about it was like, you look like you should be in a Harry Potter movie. Or maybe you're Sarah Brightman, but, like, if she's fallen on hard times.
Both of those options
She looks like a hard time Sarah Brightman.
I can definitely see that. I think, you know, honestly, I probably wouldn't dislike her as much as I clearly do if it weren't for the fact that, like, apparently during some press conference or something, she was with Rupert Murdoch and somebody asks him, what is your number one priority in all of this? And he just, like, points at her and says, this is my number one priority.
Yeah, by all...
Sorry, but should it be? Like,
by all accounts, she was, like, his lapdog, like, his little friend that he just really liked a lot. I wasn't really getting the relationship dynamic there.
It really bothers me. I don't know what it is either, but it just really makes me uncomfortable.
You know, in this day and age, you take love where you can find it.
So God bless.
Or don't. Exactly. That's all I have to say about that. You know, maybe someday when the shoe's on the other foot and I'm getting called before the British government to account for my phone hacking, You know, I just hope I can be humble and remember that one time I sat back and mocked Rebecca Brooks. I was going to say Rebecca Black, which is also which is also true.
I mean, I think one is more, I don't know.
I can't wait for her phone hacking scandal.
Do you think she'll be the hacker or the hacky?
No, she's the hacker. But now I'm also imagining Rebecca Brooks singing Friday. Or not singing it, but like talking it. Friday, Friday, got to get down on Friday. Like, just, you know, and the MPs being like, what? We so excited.
Oh, dear.
That would be good, too. That would also be someone's voicemail I would like to hear, Rebecca Black's, more so than Sienna Miller's.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's where I come down on this. Basically, if you're going to hack somebody's phone, make it somebody interesting that I've heard of, that I care about.
Like Rebecca Black.
Like Rebecca Black. Who I think, even during her 15 minutes of fame, enjoyed more intense fame than Sienna Miller ever did.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, you just blew my mind.
Yeah, but I mean, it's totally true. And, you know, I just, Sienna Miller, if you're still alive, presuming you haven't...
I'm listening.
I was going to say, presuming that in the past 26 minutes you haven't ended your life by your own hand... you know, Rebecca Black, more famous, more popular, even at her most obnoxious. Like, Rebecca Black, at the end of the day, has never been in Casanova or Alfie.
Yeah, those are pretty grievous, so.
Yeah, so just think about that. Think about what you've done, Sienna Miller.
Yeah. And we're not just talking, like, the affairs. We're talking your career here.
Were there affairs?
I assumed that's what the whole Jude Law thing was about.
I thought he had an affair with his nanny. Not his nanny, but, like, his kid's nanny.
That would be weird. No, I think, like, he... Wasn't he with Sadie Frost, and then he cheated on her with Sienna, and then later he cheated on Sienna with the nanny, and that's when everyone was like, uh-huh.
And then it was like, Jude Law, what's your problem?
Yeah.
He started the affair with the nanny because he realized, even though no one had ever heard of her, she was more famous than Sienna Miller.
That's probably why.
He was like, who's ever heard of Sienna Miller? At least the nanny has a LinkedIn account.
The nanny can do a pretty mean rap about the weekdays. So.
Rebecca Black is his nanny? That's awesome.
I'm just saying.
Also really gross, because she's like 9.
Yeah, she's exactly 9 years old.
Well, you know, as I said earlier, you take love where you can find it.
Let's not judge, you know.
No one has ever called me Judge Maggie, I can tell you that much. Judgment was not one of the powers the radioactive person imbued me with.
But maybe acceptance was.
Acceptance, but not judgment. It has led to some very interesting situations for me, particularly while dating. So, yeah, good deal. Good for Rebecca Black. The News of the World, never read it. Sorry, it's gone.
Isn't that the one that talked about Bat Boy or whatever?
No, that's unfortunately an American publication. That's the Inquirer. Yeah. So
I get them confused.
USA, USA. No, but the thing that makes me sad about the News of the World is, like, you know, I just keep thinking about that Beatles song. Where he says that, you know, Polythene Pam is the kind of the girl, kind of, what is it, the kind of a girl who makes the news of the world. And I'm just like, where are we going to get information on individuals like Polythene Pam now?
I don't know, man.
A gift to the nation.
The Daily Mail, maybe?
Probably. I don't even really know... what the deal was with that polythene pan. Don't know what it means. Never did. But yeah, I feel like anything that isn't getting covered by the News of the World now does automatically get shifted over to the Daily Mail.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, in my mind, in the way that British newspapers should work, that's what I see happening. So Rupert Murdoch, if you're looking for a successor, this guy. I have it all planned out. Also, I'm powerful because of the radioactive person, so there are a lot of bonuses here.
You just better get on that,
yeah.
Rupert.
Yeah, and I invent drinks, which is the only other thing I wanted to talk about today.
Yes.
While I've mentioned, I think, already this podcast, and in several previous podcasts, this is not a Kate Middleton hate cast. However, I did invent a drink last weekend called the Homeless Kate Middleton, which is just like moonshine, but like with a splash of Royal Crown Cola. And I would like to point out that I originally selected Royal Crown Cola because it's cheap, not because it's called Royal Crown Cola, but that works too.
It's just a double whammy.
It really, I inadvertently was, I was cleverer than I knew when I came up with that drink. And I would like to explain that the genesis of that really came from watching Twilight New Moon and observing that with her puffy vests and ugly jeans and long brown locks, Kristen Stewart kind of looked like a homeless Kate Middleton. And then I was like, There's so many places to go with that.
You know, that's a good observation. I would have never thought of that, but it is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, why did nobody ever tell me about Taylor Lautner before? That was a revelation. A revelation. God bless him.
You're just catching on to that?
Yeah, I really am. And then it was all I could think about. Move over, Justin Bieber. I'm all about Taylor Lautner now.
Another young, nubile star.
Yes. So, yeah. Wow. It's really sad.
I didn't mean to depress you. Do you want to hear about my new obsession?
Is it a young, nubile man?
No, it's actually the opposite, which maybe could bring you joy.
Is it Rupert Murdoch?
Oh, that's old news, Maggie.
Yes, that was like the Royal Crown Cola. Awesome. Continue.
Well, I was watching the movie Bronson, which if nobody's seen it, it's actually really good. It's great acting, a really good, you know, production.
Is it about Charles Bronson?
Yeah, but maybe not the one you're thinking of. Not the actor, but the violent prisoner who took on the name as, like, a fighting persona.
Oh.
It's really interesting. I totally recommend it. I will say I was turned on, which is not a normal thing to happen.
Was he eating? Was he eating?
No.
Okay.
Anyone who's familiar with this movie, or anyone who's Googling it right now, thinks I'm insane. Because, like, it is really, really twisted.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays Bronson, well, in real life, he's a very attractive young man named Tom Hardy. Again, not the one you might be thinking of. But,
named Nancy Drew.
But he, like, puts on 40 pounds in muscle, and he has this ridiculous mustache, and...
This sounds terrible. I'm sorry.
No. But he just, even through all that flesh and hair...
I thought the flesh was the best part. Wait, so I have a question. His fighting persona, so he participates in the fights?
He does. Bare-knuckle fights in the east of London for the 59 days out of 35 years that he was a free man out of prison.
That's badass, though. I think that's awesome.
Isn't it? But here's the thing. I thought that, too. And I was like, at the end of the movie, I'm just like, damn, this guy is like a hero. online. Mm-hmm. That based on a true story stuff, they use it really loosely because this guy's like full on insane.
Well, you know, I just want to say that I love the fights. I actually went to an MMA fight Saturday night. Yeah, I went to the fights, and it's a good time, you know. The best fight that I saw was over in 30 seconds. Like, the bantamweight guys had just fought, so these guys were probably like 120, 125, and they get out in the ring, they touch gloves, fight starts, the one guy just punches the other guy, and it's over.
Oh, God.
He punched the guy fell to the ground, didn't get up, you know, in the requisite amount of time, and that fight was over. And I was just like, I was on my way out at that point. I was really glad that I stayed long enough to see that because it was transcendent, you know.
It's just, you know, in and out, you're done. You got what you came for.
Right. It was sublime, you know, because people make a big deal about, like, 40-minute bouts. You know, those are pretty cool. I like the ones where a guy just punches a guy and it's over.
Instant death.
Yeah, well, it's like the Twitter of MMA. It's like just quick, just what you need to know, real fast, and you can go about your day.
Yeah, with the full knowledge that you watched a fight.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't say you didn't watch a fight. You know, technically, that was a fight. It was just over really fast. Just because the other guy didn't fight back, it doesn't mean it wasn't a fight.
There was still something entailed there, some conflict.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed that they had gotten in a fight previously, some sort of verbal disagreement that they decided could only be fixed in a formal fight setting. And by formal, I don't mean they were wearing bow ties, although how awesome would that be?
That would have been amazing.
It was just guys in tuxes punching each other.
If you like that, you'll like Bronson. Not that that happens in Bronson.
I was like, wait, what?
It's a very similar sort of whimsical, like, he gets all painted up, or one time he puts butter all over himself. It's just really interesting.
Wait, so it's whimsical? You've got me. I'm sold. I'm all about the whimsy. A whimsical tale of a prisoner getting in street fights in the East End. I'm there.
And in prison fights and taking hostages.
Don't forget the prison fights.
That's most of the fight.
You're really limiting yourself when you say the East End. Don't forget the prison fights. Oh, wow. Well, I think my evening entertainment, I'm going to sit down with my rice and watch The Bronson. How do I get a hold of this movie? Do you have to know somebody? Or?
The only person you have to know is the internet.
Oh, the internet. So not even like the Netflix. I have to type something in.
No, it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I was like, this isn't like a movie somebody filmed on their camera, is it? Like, on their phone?
No.
Just a guy in prison fighting people. Like, oh, you should really see it. It's great.
I was really turned on.
Aaron's just up late at night Googling, like, phone movies, prisoners.
Amateur prison fights.
I would like to see some of those. Thank you, internet. Well, but if you did, it would be excusable because of your craft, because of your status as cockfight impresario, because as we discussed in the episode entitled A Clean, Well-Lighted Cock Ring, which refers to the ring in which the cocks fight, I don't know what else you could think it means, pervert. You know, we talked about how the cocks don't just fight each other, they can fight anyone, priests, you know, children, dogs. So, yeah, it seems like a no-holds-barred prison fight would be something that you would maybe watch if you were a cockfight impresario to get some insight, maybe learn some technique.
Yeah, I mean, I really consider it research, but
are you going to start painting the cocks or slathering them in butter?
I'm going to have to consult with the cocks themselves. I don't want to get into any lawsuits here.
They can be so opinionated. I mean, they all have their ideas about, you know, the showmanship aspect of it.
They're artists, really.
Yeah.
So. Well, I just respect them.
a good fight is transcendent for the viewer. As a viewer, of the fights, who previously didn't know a lot about the fights, which begs the question, why was I there? It was great. I loved it. If you've got a fight going on in a town near you, I say, you know, just quit your job and go watch. Or just take the time off or go after work. You don't have to quit if you don't want. Don't pin that on me.
Or if you're unhappy at your job, maybe you'll find a new life on the road with the fighters.
The traveling fight team.
They travel, right? Like that's what they do.
Yeah, I guess if they have like an away match or something. I don't really know. There's a lot about the lifestyle I'm still learning.
I mean, I know as a cockfighting impresario, typically traveling, maybe half of what we do is traveling. It depends on how well the cocks are doing that year.
I spend half my time traveling and the other half fighting. which sounds like a good way to live.
It certainly does.
Well, traveling, you know, could encompass a lot of things. Presumably you're also eating and sleeping and other things. So, yeah, you know, spending half your life traveling isn't that bad, I guess. But, yeah, you know, the fights, you can quit and join a team if you're strong. And also don't mind getting punched in the face. If what you do is literally so bad, you would prefer a job where somebody just punches you in the face, then yes, fighting is the life for you.
Dude, I'm halfway there.
Yeah, well, whatever you do, listener, don't go home and tell your spouse and your family, guess what, I had this great epiphany today listening to these girls on the internet who said you should quit your job and go be a fighter. Please, please, please do not pin that on me. Unless you're really successful, in which case I would like most of the credit along with Aaron.
And I would like your amateur fight videos, preferably taken on a shoddy cell phone camera.
So send your crappy fight videos to Aaron at fightlove.com.
Yes.
Loves to fight. And some girl at fightlove.com is like, why am I getting all these emails of people fighting? I knew fightlove.com was a bad domain name.
I bet it's like an organization, like, I don't know, for pit bulls or something.
Some pit bull named Aaron is getting a lot of emails.
He's like, I just want to be adopted.
I don't know what this is all about.
Why am I a dog reading emails?
And why has no one adopted me yet? Because I'm clearly a genius dog who can read and send emails.
So I'll be the first one to say it. I will take that dog.
I just imagine the dog just sends out emails to anyone whose address they can find, and it just says stuff like, help me. But, like, nobody knows it's from a dog, so they're, like, weird.
Or it's just like, will you adopt me? They're like, who is this?
Who is this? Aaron at fightlove.com. There's no way it's a dog. Certainly not a pit bull.
Little do they know.
Yeah, now I just feel really bad for this made-up pit bull. Who's just like sitting alone in a room, sending emails all day long.
Like, I mean, it sounds like it has a pretty good life.
Why doesn't that dog ever go out and exercise? Why is it just sitting there all day emailing? I also imagine it has, like, a cigar hanging out of its mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it used to fight. It doesn't anymore. It's trying to move on with its life. If only some nice family would adopt it. So go to fightlove.com.
just find this dog, please.
Go to the website. See what it's about. And even if it doesn't say anything about pit bulls, you can assume that behind it all is a lonely pit bull just looking for love.
Named Aaron.
Coincidentally named Aaron. Let me just see what fightlove.com is. No?
Yeah, we should probably think of these things. sick of looking into these things before we just blab them out online.
Well, wow, it's a real thing. Fightlove.com, a fight love resource and online community. That doesn't tell me anything.
Is it like for domestic violence?
It doesn't look like it.
Is it one of those placeholder sites where it's like you could buy this domain?
No, it's telling me I can find Fight Love.
You can find it, it's out there.
Related topics are adult video stores. And then social network recent comments include they love to fight. they love to fight, love to, leaving now for a little bit. Oh, this is really sad. Yeah, it's really sad. Yeah, I don't think this is a real website. You can't fight love, but you can fight for it. A perfect guy would watch The Notebook with me without a fight, hashtag love.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And bored at work, watching Erica dry off from our epic water fight, love ya girly, smiley face heart.
I think this site really is run by a pit bull named Aaron because I see no other explanation.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's still pretty impressive that a pit bull put this together, but as a sentient human being, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That's what I see. Yeah, I don't think this is a real website. I think it's, like, the best the internet could do for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, because why would FightLove.com be a Fight Love resource and online community? What for people who like FightLove.com? Like, do you like our website? This is a community for people who like our website.
We should start one of those.
We're changing the name of this podcast to Fight Love.
Yes.
Fight Love with Maggie and Aaron. And people would be like, why is it called Fight Love? It used to be called Because You Can't Read All the Time. And it's like, well, they just stopped reading and they stopped making sense.
Yeah, that's what happens when you stop reading.
And then that pit bull took over and it just got weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor pit bull. Maybe it'll find a home at our podcast one day.
Because the other thing the pit bull does is just cruise for podcasts all day.
So.
Well, the Pitbull was Googling, you know, news of the world phone hacking scandal, and it found our podcast, and it was like, oh my god, this is just right for a Pitbull like me.
Because yet again, our podcast is at the top of the hit.
Right, because when you Google something like that, we come up around the top, usually the top five at least. Yeah, and that Pitbull's like, yeah, Kate Middleton told me this would happen.
Oh no, they all know each other.
If she could talk to animals, I would love her. I'd be like, Kate Middleton, whatever you need, because you can talk to the animals.
But she can't, so.
But as it is, wah wah. She'll never get to sit at my cool kids' table.
Oh no.
Yeah, well. I'm just saying, she's got a long way to go. Just a letter or something would be nice. I'd have
she
her
just
over.
Has to reach out.
I'd have her over for a couple homeless Kate Middletons. Pour her up some moonshine with a splash of RC Cola.
She probably doesn't even know what that is.
No, I think she'd be like, "Oh, you drink this too? Is this moonshine? Do you make it yourself? Is it authentic?" So.
Do you?
No, I've actually never had moonshine. I invented a drink that I've never had. So,
nice.
Now you know I'm just a pathetic fraud. Just like the pit bull that runs FightLove.com.
There are a lot of parallels between that pit bull and us.
Yeah, so we're really not so different, you and I and Aaron.
So maybe you should find this.
So find out where we are. Come find us, Pitbull. Not Pitbull the rapper, though.
I don't know. I'd be open to that.
I would not. He can come find you.
Okay.
And you just let me know how that works out. I have a very short fuse for Pitbull. Yeah, I don't like him. I'm just like if he comes on, I'm like, oh, it's Pitbull. But I'd never be like, I'm going to put on Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm the same way, but I just think, you know, it'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's more celebrities than I'm currently hanging out with. So, yeah, maybe I'd take him to the fights, see how he likes that. You into fight love, Pitbull?
I'm sure he is.
You seem like a guy who's into fight love. So, with that, are there any other loose ends, any business to tie up? Otherwise, we'll move on to, we haven't done this the past couple weeks, but typically we like to wrap up with a porno based, a premise for a porno based on current events.
Yeah, we've been kind of letting the ball drop there.
Yeah, we really have. You know, I guess the phone hacking scandal. I think the Rupert Murdoch, Rebecca Black / Brown, or Brooks, whatever she calls herself, or all three.
I think they should all get together.
I think that's our porno. It's Rupert Murdoch with Rebecca Black and Rebecca, is it Brooks? I'm now completely spacing the name.
It's Brooks.
Rebecca Brooks. And then let's throw Rebecca Brown in there, whoever she is. She can get in on this party, too.
So I hope you're listening, Rebecca Brown,
if we haven't alienated you, as we have so many others. So, yes, our porno of the week, there you have it. I assume it would be called something like Hackin' It.
Hackin'? Is that what we decided it was?
Hackin'. Or just Fight Love.
Fight Love, yes.
Yes, Fight Love, starring Rupert Murdoch, Rebecca Black, Rebecca Brown, and Rebecca Brooks. That sounds like cinematic gold. So, Aaron, I wish you a good week.
You too.
And good night to all of you out there in podcast land. And Hitchens the dog bids you fair morrow as well. Goodbye, everybody.